Then we go back this morning to our look at objects in the Bible. I guess one of the primary reasons that I hope the Lord will keep me on the radio is because He has, in my opinion, seemingly given me the grace to preach sermons that are different. Not give you any truth that is different, but then somehow preach it in a different way. I'm always looking for the unusual. And that's why I have just simply picked objects to preach on now for several weeks and months in the past and maybe in the future in my own church. I've been on objects for the last 3 years. There are so many of them in the Bible, and no one ever preaches on things like this. And that's why I do my best to preach things that maybe you have never heard and never thought of, though I do not want to be in any way unbiblical. This morning's object is a costume. While few of us would probably regard ourselves as professional actors, there is a little bit of acting in every one of us. At times, we are forced to fake a smile. That's acting. The old saying goes, put your best foot forward. If you go on a job interview, you do a little acting. Sometimes we enter the land of make-believe. Children are good at this. We put up a good front. That's acting. We try to make a good first impression. That's acting. So all of us, though we're not professional actors, do have the ability to do a little bit of acting. And circumstances sometimes make us attempt to do the best we can at acting. You may be very upset and the doorbell rings and all of a sudden you begin to act like nothing is wrong. Sometimes people even tell you to act. They'll say, act your age. Or, don't act up. Don't act so stupid. Don't act so bored. And everybody seems to think, therefore, we can turn it on and we can turn it off. When I attempted to find an object today in the Bible that would call to mind acting, I thought about the Gibeonites. Gibeonites were a nation of people that occupied the land of Canaan, which of course God had by now given to Israel, and Joshua was leading the people of Israel on a victorious campaign through the land, already defeating Jericho, already having defeated Ai, and of course the Gibeonites felt that they were just about next on the list to be defeated by Joshua, and he was on the march. And they knew he was moving their way. Now, when Joshua led the people of Israel in the land of Canaan, God made it clear that they were to make no treaties with any of the inhabitants of the land. Instead, they were to all be driven out from the land and defeated. After realizing how God had given Jericho and Ai into the hands of Joshua and Israel, the people of Gibeon said, we must figure out a way to save our people and our nation from this army that's coming our way. So they devised a plan. It would require that they put on a play, that they get their best actors on the stage. It would require certain props, and it would truly require the appropriate costumes from which I'll get my object this morning. Joshua chapter 9, verse 3 through 6. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done in Jericho and Ai, they did devise a plan that they would send some ambassadors to see Joshua. And they would have these ambassadors take with them old sacks across their donkeys and wine bottles which were old and torn and patched. And they would be required to wear old shoes upon their feet. And they would put old garments upon them, wear old clothes. And they would carry with them old bread that was already molded. The implication would be that they had been on a very, very long journey had just about worn out their clothes, worn out their shoes, worn out their donkey, worn out their bottles. But it would indicate they had come long, long way. In other words, outside of the region of Canaan. Now, Israel could make treaty with people outside the land of Canaan. And so these ambassadors went to Joshua, who was at Gilgal, and said to him and to the men of Israel, "We have come from a faraway country. Will you make a league with us?" We'd say today that the people from Gibeon had won themselves an Academy Award for their performance. They did very well because Joshua was taken in by their costumes primarily, not by their voice, not by their words, but by the way they were dressed. It looked like they had come from a far away place. Now, these Gibeonites were guilty of pretending to be someone they were not. But then again, is that not what all actors do? Pretend to be someone that they are not. Let me ask you another question. Have you ever considered pretending to be someone that you already are? Now, that may have caught you off guard, so I'll say it one more time so you'll know I meant what I said. Have you ever considered pretending to be someone you already are? You say, "Preacher, that doesn't make any sense. I am what I am. I am who I am. I don't have to pretend to be me. I just be myself. I don't have to act to do that. I do it every day." Well, have you ever heard somebody make the remark, "He or she doesn't act like a Christian"? What do they mean? Is the Christian walk and the Christian life an act that we put on? That's what people ask us when they ask the question, "Why don't you act like a Christian? Do I have to become an actor to portray the Christian life?" And that's the question I'm asking you. Do I have to put on to be truly Christian and live out the Christian life day by day, hour by hour, and moment by moment? Do I have to put on an act to do this? We're told by many preachers, and we read ourselves many books that tell us of the great potential all of us have to act differently because of the great Holy Spirit who lives within us, and yet we don't see anybody much acting, Rayford. We don't see many people acting like the Holy Spirit would act, but we don't seem to question what's wrong. We hear Christians say, "Well, I wish I wasn't so grouchy." Well, let me say to you, then act grateful. "I wish I wasn't so critical." Well, then act complimentary. "I wish I wasn't so mean." Well, then act kind. "I wish I wasn't so lazy." Well, then act energetic. "I wish I wasn't so selfish." Then act considerate. "So hateful." Then act helpful. "So restless." Then act patient. "So miserable," then act cheerful. "So fearful," then act bold. Do you notice all the problems and the complaints that I mentioned? The solution was, you're going to have to act just the opposite to get out of that situation. Now, we try to pray our way out. We try to wish our way out. We try to hope our way out. And we haven't gotten out yet. We're still just about the same way we were when we got saved. Not much has changed in us. We're not acting much different now than we did when we got saved, and that may have been years ago. What's wrong? I just told you, we're not acting. We're not acting. The only way we can change anything in our life, people, we have to start acting. You respond, "But preacher,
that'd be put on. That would be like hypocrisy. That would be so unreal. That's so unnatural.
Say what you will, folks. If you want to change your Christian talk and walk, your Christian lifestyle, then there is no other way to do it. You can't wish it down. You can't pray it down. It's either going to have to be acted or you're going to remain the same. This point ought to be obvious because that's the way everything is done in life. Practice makes perfect, no matter what the action might be. Now, most of us say, well, the way I am most of the time, that's my personality. Let me ask you another question. That's your personality. That's you. Who is doing the acting then? It's out of stand. What do you mean? Who's doing the acting? Well, the Bible says that a Christian is made up of two people. There is the old man, and there is the new man. Now, both of these characters, both of these persons, are to act, right? The old man acts a certain way. Well, now the new man also should act a certain way. And the old man, the old self, when it's doing what comes naturally, it's being controlled by the flesh. Am I not right? And so the way the old man acts is the way an unsaved man acts. As long as the old man is on front stage center, as long as the old man is answering all the curtain calls, as long as the old man is doing all the acting, how on earth can you ever change your lifestyle? I mean, you got to get the old man off the stage. He's doing all the cutting up. He's doing all the acting. Now, if you're a Christian, there is another man in the wing, or a woman, or a girl, or a boy. There is another you standing over there saying, hey, when am I going to get my chance to go on the stage? I have a personality, too. The old man has the fleshly personality. I mentioned all those things a while ago. I wish I didn't have this and wish I didn't do that. Okay, that's the old man. Now, the new man, let's suppose, he does have a personality. You know? Let's face it, he does. He's alive. He's real. He's just not a blob, a blur. I mean, he has a mind. He thinks the spirit has a personality. What is it? Well, if you never let him get on the stage, you never will find out. Now, when you were saved, you increased your performance. Or you increased your performers by one. The new man became a performer. He never was on the scene before. He never was even in the theater. Just the old man doing all the acting. All of a sudden, you get saved, and now there's a second person in your theater. And the new birth guarantees the new man. And if there is a new man, then, brethren, he ought to be given the opportunity to act. We've given the old man ample opportunity to act, and he does a real good job of it. And we just do the way he says we ought to do, and we say, I just do it by nature. That's right, the old fallen nature. Well, you've got a born-again nature. Now, when are you going to permit that person, which is indwelled by the Holy Spirit, when are you going to let that person put on the show? And the only answer I can give you is, he will never get his chance to perform until you begin to pretend his role. Pretend his role until you start acting out his actions. And as you read Scripture, you get ideas pretty well how the new man ought to act, how the new man ought to speak, how the new man ought to think. All right? You have enough information. You have read enough of the script. Now, put into action, pretending action, what the new man is supposed to be like. Right now, we act like the old man. And that's natural for us. Just comes natural. And getting angry just comes natural. Goofing off and not doing our work just comes natural. Okay? But that's the old man. That's the old man. You practice that part of the play enough till now it's just natural. Well, now if you practice the new man's part and what he's supposed to play, eventually that will become natural. And that will be the new you. See, any of this kind of stuff in Scripture? All right, let me give you some. Act the new man is supposed to put on is that of being like a Christian. All right? Romans 13:14. Now, notice the words. And you, as you read these words, you may wonder, I don't understand how you can do this. I'm telling you now how to do it. Put on. There you are. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. I'll paraphrase that one for you. Put the new man on the stage and kick the old man off the stage and get rid of his act. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Take a Christ-like part and play it to the hilt. Act Christ-like. Ephesians verse 4, verse 22-24. Put off, same thing, the old man, off the stage. Put off concerning your former life, the old man. Kick him off the stage. Who is corrupt because of his deceitful lust. That's why you don't want him on the stage anymore. He plays bad parts. He's the guy in the black hat. Then be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Get ready to act. Get ready to perform a new part. And put on the new man that is on the stage, up front, for all to see and hear. Put on the new man which after God has been created with righteousness and true holiness. Colossians chapter 3, verse 9-10. Do not lie one to another. That's acting out the role of being dishonest. Why not? Lie one to another. Because you're supposed to have put off the old man. You're supposed to put him out of the theater. He's not to be hanging around. There are no parts for him to play anymore. Put off the old man with his deeds. And you should have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. You don't have to act ridiculous. Are stupid, are silly, are crazy. You just act Christ-like. That's all. It may be strange for you to think this way. It may be strange the first time you get on the stage with the new man. It may feel, well, this is awkward. I'm having difficulty here. Well, that's always the case when you begin something you're not experienced with. Visualize in your mind a situation in which you're going to have to act. And we have these all day long, millions of them, hundreds of them. And you're going to have to perform before an audience, which will be the person or the circumstance or persons, whatever the situation. And you visualize in your mind your part. Well, number one, what is the Christ action? Now, I know the flesh action. I've been practicing that for years. What's the Christ action? Number two, what is the Christ facial expression? Number three, what is the Christ tone of voice? Number four, what is the Christ enthusiasm? Number five, what is the Christ purpose and desire? Number six, what is the Christ goal of my acting? And number seven, what is the Christ response in this situation? And once you answer all those questions, then you know the part you're to play. And play it. Act it. Perform it. Because your new man has the potential and the power and the possibilities to bring all that Christ-like action into being. Actually, to be honest with you, if we do what the Bible says, and we crucify the old man, which is the flesh, then you only have one actor left, folks, to play the play. You only have one person left that can get on stage. I mean, you've already eliminated the old man, supposedly. You've crucified him, didn't just fire him. I mean, you put this guy under. He's dead. That's what the Bible says, crucify the flesh. Now, if he is off the scene, he is off the stage, he's out of commission, somebody has got to act in your life. I mean, you're not going to lay there in a coma when you crucify the old man. You still have the new man. Now, what's he going to do? Don't tell me he's going to pick up the script book of the old man and read that script book and try to live like the old man. No, no, no. He won't do that. The Holy Spirit hands him the script book of the Christ-like life and says, here, now, it's your turn. Go practice until it becomes natural for you. And so the Christ living in you really is supposed to be the only person in your life allowed now to get on the stage. The old you is supposed to be dead. I agree, this all sounds kind of strange, but folks, it's true. You're going to make some bad moves. You're going to make some bad guesses as what is the Christ-like thing to do and think and say. You'll be mistaken at times that your timing, you'll make some errors. All actors do. But if you keep at it, you'll iron out the kinks. If you'll do your best to decide the wisest, most Christ-like course, if you'll read the biblical script of the play, and you do the best you can to mimic the script and act it out, then, brethren, you'll see changes in your life. Now, that old satanic devil inside of you, he's going to be your worst audience. He's going to laugh and scream and boo and hiss and taunt. He's going to say you're making the biggest fool of yourself. He wants the old man resurrected and put back on the stage. I wouldn't let the devil be my critic. You know, as a movie critic, well, he's the worst one in the world for you as a Christian. But you just keep up the performance, no matter how silly it may feel and how silly something in your body says you it looks. That's the old devil. But slowly and surely, as you keep acting out the new you, you will begin to form a natural habitat of all the Christ-like life. Just dwell on Christ living in me. You'll be tempted every day, 1,000 times a day, to drop the act. Don't you drop the act. If you drop the act, folks, the old man's going to get right back on the stage, and you're not going to be any different. You can't drop the Christ-like act. And you must keep acting it until it becomes natural. Just like you have to keep playing a piano until finally it becomes natural just to play the piano. And you have no difficulty whatsoever playing. It didn't start that way, but it comes about as a result of practice, and practice makes perfect. Sooner or later, you're going to do less and less and less pretending, less and less and less make-believe, less and less acting, and it will become natural. And then people will say, he has changed. He is different. Whatever you practice long enough, you will get good at. God will see to that when you begin to practice the Christ-like life. Christians are not transformed into Christ-like creatures overnight. They're not suddenly transformed. The Bible says they must grow in grace. Growing in grace is going to require acting in place. You understand that? If you don't begin to act in place, you're not going to do much growing in grace. Growth doesn't come by prayer. Growth comes by acting out the Christ-like role every chance you get. And only for the Christian will the time come when it won't be pretending anymore. It won't be acting anymore. For you will have put on Christ, exactly what the Bible says you ought to do. So I go back to my original question. Have you ever thought about pretending to be who you really are? You really are a Christian. You really are a born-again child of God. You really are a child who can be Christ-like, who can be the kind of person the Heavenly Father wants you to be. You can be different. You can be transformed. But it's going to require that you act, pretend, make believe at first. And slowly but surely you will become the person you practice becoming. You won't be able to do this unless there's a new man already on the scene. The old unsaved man won't try to do this, and he couldn't if he tried. Only the new man, if there's one alive in you, can put on this kind of production and see a transformation of spiritual life. You have the potential to act Christ-like, but you're going to start by acting. If you never act, you'll never reach the stage. And if you never reach the stage, then the Christian life will never be seen by you or any audience that hears or sees you, whether it's your family, your neighbors, those you work with, anybody else. Think about it.